Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of self is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Praise his name today. Come on and just begin to tell him thank you. Wherever you are, just begin to tell God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for another day. Thank you, Jesus, for breath in my body. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing me. Thank you, Jesus, for my health and strength. Surely there is at least one thing that you can find for which you ought to praise God. Hallelujah. Welcome to the Daily Fire Devotion live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul with a new teaching, live prayer, altar call, and then ending with assigning your task for today. I am your host, Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams, and I say, well. Welcome. It's going to be a good day. We are in the book of Genesis, chapter 29, verses 16 through 20 for today's teaching. Again, that's Genesis, chapter 29, verses 16 through 20. And while you are getting your Bibles ready, let me quickly remind you how to tune in with me. Because if you tune in, glory, if you stay connected, you will grow in every area of your life. Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern, when I'm live here on Daily Fire, tune in by calling 323-870-4180 or online from my ministry website, rossi.org, or on blogtalkradio.com. And I welcome everyone who's tuned in live with me right now. But if you cannot tune in live at 7 a.m. Eastern, still ensure that you do not ever miss this devotion by following. That way you will get the recording text to you at 8 a.m. Eastern, and you can listen throughout the day as many times as you want, as well as bless someone else's soul by sharing this word. Follow online on blogtalkradio.com, but to have the recording text to you each day, follow by texting the letters DF to phone number 33222. Again, text the message or letters DF, that's D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222, and you will receive a confirmation text. Now, if you were unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, rossi.org. You can also contact me there. Send me your prayer requests and testimonies, see videos of prior sermons, and everything else that's going on, including outreach on rossi.org, R-A-W-S-I.org. And you can follow me on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I Williams. By now, you should have your Bibles ready. Let's get into today's teaching on Daily Fire Devotion. Genesis chapter 29, verses 16 through 20, reading from the KJV. And Laban had two daughters. The name of the elder was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel. Leah was tender-eyed, but Rachel was beautiful and well-favored. And Jacob loved Rachel and said, I will serve thee 7 years for Rachel, thy younger daughter. And Laban said, it is better that I give her to thee than that I should give her to another man. Abide with me. And Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and they seemed unto him but a few days, for the love he had to her. Isn't that powerful all by itself? Our topic for today's Daily Fire Devotion is what you do for love. What you do for love. Think about that for a minute. If you've ever loved someone, think about the sacrifices you've made. Think about how you put yourself last for how many times. How many times past, if you have children or godchildren or nieces or nephews, somebody that you've raised or you've poured into as a child. Think about how many times you let something that you wanted go by so that you could get him or her what they wanted. Think of how happy you were out there shopping or buying for them for a birthday or for Christmas, even more so than buying something for yourself. What you do for love. Think about your husband or wife or your boyfriend or girlfriend and how many times you've deferred your own feelings to prioritize his or her feelings. What you do for love. In the book of Genesis, chapter 29, verses 16 through 20, that I just read unto you, we have seen the biblical record here of what Jacob did for love. Jacob was now in a different land than where he was from. And so if you go back into the first verses of Genesis chapter 29, which I really didn't have time to read to you because Daily Fire is only 15 minutes, Jacob was on a journey, and he said, let me go out into where my kindred are. And so he's out there, and he goes to ask the people if they know this man named Laban. And Laban is actually his uncle, his mother's brother. And so he goes out to Laban, and he hires himself out to help take care of Laban's sheep. And as he's doing so, he sees Rachel, that is Laban's daughter, and he is smitten with her. She's just beautiful. He falls in love with her instantly. And so he went to Laban to have a discussion about this. And, you know, back in those days, the people actually married their families. And he talks to Laban about Rachel, and he says, I'm in love with her. I would like to marry her. And Jacob and Laban says unto him, if you want her, serve me for 7 years. Work for me. Think about that. For 7 years to get her. Now, back in those days, you're not talking about they get to live together for 7 years and then he could marry her. We're not talking about they get to fornicate or have sex for 7 years. And you get to try the cow out first, or you get to test drive the car, as we like to say in today's society. Serve me for 7 years, and then you will have her, and you can marry her. And what is so interesting there is that it also talked about Leah, Rachel's older sister. Leah was not attractive. She was not someone that a man was desiring. That's why the Bible said she was tender-eyed. Her face was not attractive. But Rachel was beautiful and well-favored. Now, we don't have the time to go into the full story of this, but what happened is that after the 7 years, when Jacob was finally ready to go in and consummate this marriage with Rachel, what Laban did is he actually gave him Leah. Because what happened is when they would go in to the bride, her face would be covered. So the groom would not know initially. And he later found out that it was Leah. And he confronted Laban about this. And Laban said, well, you know, our custom is that the older has to be married first. And so then Jacob ended up having to serve him, and he did get to marry Rachel. I want you to think about that. What you do for love. In John 3:16, the Bible teaches us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him may not perish, but have everlasting life. What you do for love. God so loved you. And God so loved me. Glory. That centuries ago, he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross. And not to stay on the cross, but to be resurrected and to ascend with him and to him in heaven. Why did he give his only Son? Because he loved us so. And because his Son became the slaughter, the sacrificial lamb for our sin. Could you give your son or daughter today to die for people who don't even appreciate you, rebel against you, disobey you, are non-compliant, people who scandalize your name, who even use your name and your kingdom in cuss words? Jesus effing Christ, holy S-H-I-T, God D-A-M or D-A-M-N. Jesus, what you do for love. But God has what is known as agape love, unconditional love for us. And he deemed us so worthy that, like Jacob, he was willing to pay the ultimate sacrifice for us. He is smitten with you. He is in love with you. You are his creation. And despite every sin, every weight, every ounce of disobedience, he is still smitten with you today. We're about to go into prayer. He still loves you. What you do for love? Hallelujah. Jesus, think about that for a moment. God, what he do and what he does for love for us. He loves you just that much. He forgives you. He has mercy on you. He wants a relationship with you. Will you come to Jesus? Will you come home to Jesus today? Father, we come in the name of Jesus. We magnify you and we glorify your name. Lord, you are worthy of our praise. You are worthy of our love. You are worthy of our lives. And Lord, we just come saying we're sorry, Lord, for not appreciating how much you love us, how much you have loved us, how much you have forgiven us, and had mercy on us. How much you have looked beyond our faults and our flaws. How much you still see the good in us. Oh, God, we repent right now. What you do for love. Help us to love you as you first loved us. Help us to seek you out as you seek us and have sought us. Help us, Father, to praise you and to cleave unto you, to desire to please you. What you do for love. Now, Father, I lift up everyone listening, that you will bless them and touch them right now, that you will heal them and open doors and make ways and do what only you can do in Jesus' name. Say, I love you, Jesus. Tell him again, I love you, Jesus. Amen. We're going to get ready and do the altar call. And then I will end with your task for today. Keep on worshiping him. Just worship Jesus and the beauty of his holiness. For those of you who are unsaved, for those of you who are backslidden, for those of you who did not appreciate the love of Christ, because you're not living the way that you would. Your life is not evidence of someone who is appreciative or thankful. Please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I repent of not loving you enough. I repent of not appreciating your love enough. I repent of being dismissive of how smitten you are with me. Now, Father, I ask forgiveness. I confess that you are the Christ. I confess that I can do better and I will do better. I ask you now to come into my life and be my Savior. Glory. Now I confess that I am saved. Now I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now I confess that I am in love with you again, and I will love you because you first loved me. I am smitten with you, Jesus. In your name, amen, amen. Say, I love you, Jesus. And I won't take back. Welcome to the family of Christ. For those of you who rededicated, welcome home. Make sure that you are in a good Bible-believing church, that you are attending your church, whether it's online or whether it's in person, maintaining your social distancing. Make sure that you are spending time with the Lord every day. That is how you stay saved. Make daily fire devotion a part of your daily time with the Lord. I'm live here Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. Tune in online on blogtalkradio.com, rossi.org, or tune in by calling in to 323-870-4180, or even more so, follow now so that you will receive the recording text to you every day by texting the message DF. D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222, and you'll receive a confirmation text which includes today's message. Our topic for today is what you do for love. Your task for today is to live your life the way you would if you really love Jesus, because now you do. Spend time with him. Dote on him. Refer to him the way that you do for somebody you love and about someone you love. Seek him out. Put him first. All the things you do when you are in love, and watch how he reciprocates. I'll see you live in the morning on Daily Fire with Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams. Smile! Jesus loves you.
I dedicate this song to recession. Yeah. depression and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day. Where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised to tell me it's alright?
I'll be honest with you,
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over,